you don't happen to know anybody who served in the military during wartime, Veterans Day is a holiday that's easy to ignore. So we wanted to take a couple of minutes in today's show to think about our military veterans. Last month, we aired an hour of radio that was all about remembering. As part of our American Icon series, we looked hard and deep at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And your response to the show was overwhelming. One of the people who commented on our website was a Marine who served in Vietnam and worked on the memorial.
My name is David Deschant, D-E, capital C-H-A-N-T. I served with the 1st Battalion, 26th Marines, and 3rd Battalion, 4th Marines, from July 66 to August 67. I'm proud to say that my father was a Marine combat correspondent in the Pacific and was assigned to be a part of the team that built the Iwo Jima Memorial in Roslyn. And so my four brothers and my mom were all part of that history.
And Deschant continued that family tradition by working with Jan Scruggs, the main guy behind the Vietnam Memorial.
I met Jan at the Lincoln Memorial one day. He was handing out the flyers and saying he needs help. And within a couple of days, I volunteered to be with the operation.
Deschant was with Maya Lin, the designer, the night before that very controversial memorial was dedicated.
We were all so excited. Everybody's pumped on adrenaline. We're going to make history. And because I had a car, Maya said, I'd like to go to the memorial. And we said, let's get her done.
The night before the dedication, I went on site.
And we went there, and it was incredible amount of veterans there. And we got right to the center of the crowd.
And this enormous veteran practically verbally pinned me at the apex and was just yelling at the top of his lungs. I mean, he was just attacking about, you know, how dare I do this.
And I can see this veteran now. He was beating on, I want to say, his right leg, which was a prosthesis, man. He started beating on it, and he said, is this the best that this country can do for us? Is this the best you can do, young lady? It was getting a bit heady, and so I escorted her off to the right side towards the Lincoln Memorial just to prevent anything from happening.
And all I could think of is it was working because it was pulling out an incredible amount of emotion.
There was so much pain and anger that began to heal that week. And to see all the love and the tears, the affection, and of course the anger and the sadness, all one crucible was just very cathartic. It was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had in my life.
That's David Deschant, who listens to our show on WLRN out of Miami. You can hear our show about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and share your own thoughts at studio360.org.